Okay, out of executive session, what, 6:35?
6:34, for what computer says.
Okay, 6:34. Okay, moving on. Fiscal officer's report.
First, you have your third quarter report, which shows your fund balances. The revenue at 9:30. As of 9:30, we're very close to achieving our goal for the entire year. And that's with 3 months of PLF not being reported. That's followed by your general fund expenses, your debt service and special revenue funds, and capital project funds. You have your fines at 9:30. And then the dashboard. Are there any questions on the dashboard?
I got two copies, one attached to the financial report, another one singularly, and I didn't realize that, and I was like matching up, and I thought, I've already looked at this one. And so I pulled out the other one and wondered if I, did I miss anything?
No.
Okay, so I just, it was a bonus.
A bonus?
Yes.
I have a few questions about the dashboard.
Okay.
When we look at that top, the top quadrant, and where we can look at capital and contractual materials, so on and so forth. The goal, obviously, is 75% spending-wise, and when I look at capital, we're at 80%, contractual 82%, materials 74%, other 54%, personnel 71%, and supplies 58%. So if you just talk to us a little bit about the little overages and capital and...
The supplies expense for this year, we have not spent nearly as much as we thought we would. It's really quite that simple. In total, we're at 76%. We've got some purchase orders that are in that kick that number up over the 75. The contractual number, the reason that is higher is because when the IS manager, right before he retired, he either spent down or encumbered the money so that the person coming behind him didn't have all that work to do. I'm pleased with the 76%. At three quarters of the way through the year, to be at 70, that close to 75, I'm happy with it.
By the way, before any more questions, this is really good.
Okay.
I mean, this is about the fourth iteration, and I think it's really coming together, and so really nice work. When I look at the branch door count and circulation, I think that's great. I mean, it's a good picture for us, and I guess what I'd like to do maybe, and think about it, is maybe build goals for each of those, and you know, it might be a line that, you know, for each of those, and who knows, you know, if we could get there or not, but I mean, let's have something that we
have something to shoot for.
Exactly.
Sure.
And then,
some of these numbers would not fit, so we made sure that you could see the comma, you could see how many thousands. We tried to put them in the bar, we took them outside of the bar, and the numbers just get into the next field. And I didn't want to make them so small that you couldn't read them.
Under branch engagements, you're showing each quarter, and we're missing, of course, this quarter that we're in right now, so I assume that will go on there. And I'm wondering if you can add in the future for the year the branch engagement, total all of them, and then we'll have that one area that we can look at, you know, moving forward.
Is everybody comfortable with, we have two of these expense blocks at the top. I think everybody knows how to toggle between the branches now, and you can also get this total number. Is everybody comfortable with me taking one of those blocks away to put something else in? Okay.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about materials turnover. I see the state average annual turnover 1.89. Our goal at the 9-month point is 1.42, and we're showing right now 1.93. Could you explain that?
Our total is over the state average annual, which is a good thing. The goal at month 9 is 3/4 of the year. It's just that number times 0.75. This number that we are keeping is based on last year's purchases. Keep in mind that not every library counts that. I did ask Andrea to try to find the annual circulation for the whole country. No one's keeping these numbers anymore. There was
annual turnover or annual circulation?
Annual turnover, I'm sorry. Thank you. There was one that she could find. If we could get the number, it would pay a $400 fee. And it really doesn't tell us anything, I don't think, because we're measuring how many times last year's materials turned over. That's not what they're measuring. So to compare it to them, even the state number is not totally accurate. You need to understand that. The turnover that the state is reporting is the whole circulation. The number that we're reporting is what we bought last year. We want to see how that's turning over.
So are you saying the state is the entire collection and ours is the 2021 purchases?
Yes.
Okay.
I can change it to the entire collection, but I don't think that tells us. We're trying to measure, are we buying what people are using? So if we're looking at last year's purchases, that's what we want to watch.
Well, then can we just use for next year? For next year's data, can we just use this year?
I think that's a great idea.
Instead of comparing it to the state? I mean,
yeah.
That's what we're trying to capture. Is
I think that's a great idea.
Something that's applicable to us, not...
Or just...
And no one's keeping the number we're keeping, so we kind of stabbed in the dark, and you guys wanted something to compare to, but it's really not the same thing as what we're doing.
So it's not accurate.
It's not a question of accuracy.
It's not accurate. How we're doing it, and the state average. It's not one and the same.
It's not the same measure.
Okay, so it's inaccurate for purposes of comparison.
Okay. I like the idea of using this nearest number going forward for next year.
Good point.
Agreed.
It makes sense to compare us to what we're doing.
Yes.
Okay. I like the Miami Township debt, a little chart graph we have here. I mean, the pie chart, that's good. Let's keep that. General fund revenue, let's pretty that up a little bit, make a box or something and color it. And as far as human resources, I like that, turnover showing termination, new hires, internal promotions. I'd like to add past years so we can just see every single, what it looks like.
That makes sense.
To add what to them?
I want to add past years.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So for the fourth quarter, I will give you what 19, 20, and 21 were.
Right.
So you can see.
Exactly.
Can we accurately reflect that? I mean, we've talked about this before in other things that we've compared with, that when COVID came, it was something none of us had ever experienced or whatnot. And
well, no. It gives us a trend line, but we should not be comparing anything that we do now to what we were doing in 2019. The whole...
I totally agree.
Changed.
It's right. The world changed.
Yes. So to say that we should have the same circulation we had in 2019 isn't realistic.
Right.
Certainly
everybody's expectations have changed.
Yeah, I mean, certainly door counts are
to
be expected.
Yes.
Or even circulation, but people didn't want, you're touching things that, when you're talking about going out with gloves and putting out your pants and keep them in the garage for 3 days before you put them into your pantry.
As much as we all hate the phrase, it really and truly is a new normal. We can't compare this year's normal to 2019.
No. And I guess the last thing I'd like, know, if you can free up some space up on top, I'd like to, I want you to add a portfolio snapshot showing maybe a quarterly performance of how we're doing. And you could just show, rates, 2.5, 2, whatever it might be. But I think that's important. And I don't know if cash flow would be in, nah, forget cash flow at this point. Just show, you know, portfolio performance. I think that'd be great.
Can do that.
This is really, she's really done an excellent job.
It's come a long way from your pilot project. And it's still a pilot project, but it's more definitive. And
I'm actually working with
Tony keeps asking for more information on
this
eight and a half by 12.
This is kind of funky.
11.5, 8.5 by 11, you know.
It's agile. You're doing a great job.
Yes, great job.
Okay, any other comments about this? Any comments about her first items? Just to see the PLF, where we are at PLF?
We haven't gotten here yet.
I thought they were, okay, you didn't say it yet, okay. Go ahead.
You've got your third quarter credit card statements, and then your normal monthly financial report, and Tony is referring to the PLF. And year-to-date, we are $709,000 over the state's original estimate.
But we are up $217,156.50. And if they stay with what they have in December, we are already that much into, and as we come in with $325,27.50, we will be at 665,840. But the trend here is more every single time than what it is, and I wouldn't expect it to be any different for December. So we're gonna be well above, and we budgeted 5.5, Mara, did you say?
Yes.
5.5.
So, Mara, expressed as a percentage, how much are we up?
I believe as of yesterday morning, our revenue is up 12% over what we expected.
Okay, thank you.
For the year.
Thank you.
Any comments? Okay. Let's let's move on to need a motion to pay the October 22 bills.
So moved.
Space makes a motion.
Second.
Line seconds. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. And for Jenny, who is not here, make a motion for the October 2022 bills that show Anthem in there.
Yes,
so Mr. Unger makes the motion.
Second.
Sweet seconds. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, Chris, director's report.
Okay. I have exciting news about the Imagination Library. We hit today 50% enrollment, so that's very exciting. Now, granted, expect to see that drop because when they process the mailings the first of every month, that's when they graduate out the five-year-olds. So we'll see some drop, so that 2,478 that have aged out will increase. So we may or may not maintain our 50%, but we'll certainly get there by the end of the year. Other things, we had a regional meeting that's hosted by one of the leads of the Warren County chapter, and then Erica Yingling of the United Way of Claremont talked about some of the data that I did not know about in the report, so I pulled a little bit of that more information from there. Our first mailing was on September 1st, 2020, and we mailed out 1,133 books. Our last mailing was on November 1st, 2022, and we mailed out 6,577 books. So we have mailed a total over the life of the program from September 1st, 2020 to November 1st, 2022, 71,714 books. Really cool, really exciting. So good news there. The strategic plan highlights, as if you're not aware, I think I had this on the report last month, it's been my goal to work on the creation of a plan for an outreach department that will deliver materials to schools, senior centers, daycares, childcare facilities. And I just wanted to give kudos to the support department managers who've been working with me on that plan. It includes what type of vehicle we would be using, what the staffing model would look like, how we would create collections for this department. The next thing that I want to do is some focus group conversations with leaders or staff in the school, child care, senior realm and gauge needs, wants, interest in the concept. I don't want to build it if they're not going to come. So that's the next step. I really feel that, you know, we just talked about how the world has changed, and we have a model of a service model now where, I've said it before, if you can get Taco Bell delivered to your house, we're really in a different world. You know, Chewy delivers pets and supplies, et cetera. That outreach model is really important to move towards, and is certainly our true growth potential for the library system. So I definitely think that that's a direction that we need to move in. So plans are well underway to create that department. I wanted to highlight our second annual mini picture book read-in that the youth service staff attended. We had a pizza party and a plethora of picture books, thousands of they seemed, that we just sat around and read books so that staff could be acquainted with the materials that came out over the past year or so. And our school readiness committee, it was formerly the Ready to Read Committee, gave snippets of story times highlighting the grown-up parent caregiver interaction to highlight the early literacy or school readiness skills that we are adding into every one of our story times now. So we really have an intentional focus in our story times to help children be school ready, and part of that is parent education on how to have those engagements with their preschool or at home. So that was really cool, and the staff did a really good job on that. The other thing that we had at the tail end of last month's meeting was a question regarding quorum and can we vote on the minutes. So if we don't have a quorum of the members, that board members that were in attendance at that particular meeting. So I did follow up. We are governed by, as on NR bylaws, by Robert's Rules of Order. I did follow up with Joe Braun, because he knows so much protocol, parliamentary procedure, and I also followed up with our legal counsel at the prosecutor's office. And due to Robert's rules, or what Robert's rule says, is you do not have a requirement to attend a meeting to vote to approve the minutes. So the truly correct answer under Robert's rules is you can vote to approve minutes whether you were at that meeting or not. So that is the answer to that question. Today we have a quorum, so it's not an issue, but going forward, that is the answer. You can abstain if you are not there, but that still constitutes as an approval as a majority.
Which is why I voted present for
correct.
That particular 7 minutes.
Right.
I don't think we follow. I know that it's the, we don't follow Robert's Rules of Order to the letter, but that may be what Robert's Rules of Order say. But in my 43 years as clerk of the Board of the County Commissioners, never ever were the minutes approved, and there's only three as opposed to four of seven, where if two were present and one was not at that meeting, they moved to delay the approval of the minutes. And I certainly don't want to be in a position myself of not being here. It's not exactly like we have a transcript of the meeting. We have a summarization of activities. It's not even a a recording, so to speak, so that you know exactly what happened. And if I didn't agree with it, I didn't certainly want to approve it through an abstention, which is, in the opinion of Robert's Rules of Order, that you agree with what transpired. So if I find myself in that position again, I will vote present.
Finish out the report. We've been celebrating the accomplishments and contributions of staff over the year with pizza parties. We've done those at managers meetings, youth services, adult services, the library services discussion group, and we also had one on November 9th for the back of house because they don't get to attend those meetings very often, so we could have pizza at that meeting. The information services manager interviews are completed, and we hope to have a person in place by mid-December. We've had some really good applicants the second go-round. We had Books by the Banks on Saturday, and we had lots of staff who participated in one way or another at the festival. If you haven't ever been, it is a book festival that's held down at Duke Energy Convention Center. We were on hiatus for a couple of years due to the pandemic. So Saturday's festival was the first one in a couple of years, and we really had a good time. And I was really, really pleasantly surprised and pleased at how many people said, "Claremont County Public Library, I have my card, this is my library." So we had a large representation of Claremont residents that came to the festival. So we had a table there, and we were giving out some swag, so they stopped by to say hello, and it was a really good number. Wanted to let you know we are conducting the active shooter or ALICE training that began last week, and it runs a couple sessions through this month, and all staff are required to participate.
Officer Stacy Miller did that training for us, and it was excellent. It was really, really nice.
From Miami Township.
Miami Township Police Department.
Well, you have host the training here, and all the staff come here. Any questions about the director's report? You got the total circulation for the last month, the door counts, the strategic plan update, and I will have a kind of a summary, kind of an overview of the strategic plan and the summary, real light, for next month, kind of where we are over the last couple of years. And that's it. That's my report.
Any questions?
Comments?
Oh, I guess I do have one other thing. It was brought up at the last meeting, a question about the 32 corridor project and when it would impact Union Township. So Elise French, the branch manager, did some research and got me this phasing plan, and it looks like March of 24 is when they're hitting the Glen Estee intersection. So we'll probably see a little bit before then, but that's the target so far. So as we get more known, we will pass that on.
Okay. I guess I have one thing, just a question, the branch updates. The 3D printer here was used 47 times. What 47 things did they make?
So what happens is the public can come in and submit their 3D print jobs, so that's what they're printing out. So a variety of things from the public.
Tony, my son just completed a project. I have some pictures I can show you at the meeting. He printed 47 things in like 3 days.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not here.
Right.
He has his own personal 3D printer, just a mini model. But he is, it's a very popular trend among kids to design like the CAD and the see the creation come to life. Yeah, it's really fantastic.
Really creates some skills.
Mm-hmm. It honestly really does. Yeah, design thinking, it promotes just, you know, test and learn and tinker and pivot and try again and see what you did well, and see what, you know, maybe you need to shave off and try again. So, yeah. Well, the boys have come here. In fact, we spent time with Ben,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple years ago. He walked them through the process and explained some things, and then a 3D printer ended up on Will's Christmas list last year. So it was a great investment, honestly. But yeah, kudos to Ben and all the time he's spent.
Yeah, he has moved on to the Lebanon Public Library and is kind of running their maker lab 3D printing. So he's found this happy place.
Oh, that's good.
Just as a reminder, we have 3D printers here at Miami Township, and then we had the gift from Millicron for Bethel and Williamsburg, and Union Township has requested one. So by the end of the year, we'll get added another 3D printer. I don't know when it will arrive. There's, you know, a waiting list or anything, but that's when we intend to add one at Union Township based on the staff request. So, yeah, it'll be really good to add that.
Okay.
Chris, I just wanted to say I was enthused about this, my first career initiative.
Yes.
With introducing young children to career information. I think that sounds really exciting.
We started that, we didn't start it. We partnered with United Way and the Early Childhood Coordinating Council, Marcy Langendorfer, who had 6X by 6, started that last year in partnerships with a couple of school districts. So what we did was post posters and book displays, and then this year the intent is to create these videos that can be shown at the schools. So we just have to make sure we have copyright approval in order to do those recordings. But yeah, we're trying to start young with the idea, these concepts of what careers are out there, what they're like, and supporting that initiative with a lot of print materials for kids to check out.
Is there a particular age group that that's focused on?
Last year it was school age. It's 4-year-old up through, I think, 8-year-old is the target right now. And it's they're continuing on in the Goshen School District.
Was there anything else found out about that path between the school and the library in Goshen?
No, nothing yet. I did let the branch manager know about it, so when she has more information, I'll make sure she's present at the meeting to share that with you.
Thank you. Okay, committee reports. The Bylaw and Policy Review Committee.
Since Jenny's not here, Ed, did you want to make any comments about it? Or?
No, we reviewed it. We can bring it to you for approval.
So the HR policy manual, there was just a couple of things, mostly changing any references to the assistant director or the HR manager to the HR director. So they were real basic changes. And there was one piece that we'll bring this into the December meeting, but one piece about what the insurance company that we had, the risk manager from our previous insurance company wanted added, our new insurance company wanted removed under interaction with children and references to training. So that will be in your December packet.
Okay. Judy, the budget committee met?
We did. We met at 5:00 this afternoon. Jennifer Doss was not present. It was Trustee Cardinal, myself, and the director and fiscal officer. We discussed the appropriations for 2023, we are looking to bring that to the full board in December for adoption. I believe our meeting's Monday, December 19th here. For the year 2023.
Okay. Old business. UT flooring update. Are you the man?
Some of you don't remember this gentleman. This is Don Carpenter, facilities manager. He's really done a great job, and he's got some information to share with you and a slideshow, so you have some pictures.
No. Presentation. This is the ongoing saga of Union Township mitigation. We finally got the project underway on the 28th of October. And then it's going to catch up with some slides here.
Yep.
See if I can find this thing. No. All right, get away from the computer. She doesn't want me to run up the computer. I can relieve, okay?
I've had to see that before.
Just leave it alone.
The solstice pie.
The wireless connection to projector.
Brings new meaning to the word guest.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we just, during our endeavor, we started on the 28th of October with staff and a crew from Library Design. They came in. We covered all the book stacks and just a preparation for the full mitigation, which began on Monday the 31st. The mitigation revealed some nice... let me back up just a little bit here if I get this.
Thank you.
There we go. This was the original mitigation area. You can tell by the colors of what was in the original plan. As we got further into the demo, we located another area, which is indicated in the purple. That was over by the restroom area and along the children's area that also needed to be mitigated. We found some more cracks and some moisture under the tile. So we had a change order implemented that unfortunately it did increase our cost, but I think that we moved in the right direction. Also, during the preliminary phases of this, we had another company come in with plumbers and a good camera system, and they located three of our rooftop drains that underground, the drains were damaged to where the water was backing up underneath of the slab and could possibly be what was infiltrating into the building and up through the cracks in the floor. We had one on the southwest corner, one on the southeast corner, and one over by the dumpster pad. And as we get to those pictures, you'll see is what I'm referring to. This year is where we started the mitigation inside. They were scraping up the old floor leveler to reveal the cracks. This is the big, one of the big areas that run through the main crack in the front of the building, at the front desk. A little closer view of what we discovered. Too far. There's just cracks upon cracks that we found as we revealed to peel back the tile. One area that we found on the main crack where the two slabs were constructed, were put together, the filler that they put in to put in the expansion joint had completely deteriorated, and there was a hole that was approximately 3 inches deep that went down into the slab that you could almost go down to the ground to get to it. This is where we tarped. You can see the dark hole there. That is where we had the hole. And that's where I just took a yardstick and stuck it down in. Just shows you the 3-inch hole that was down into the two slabs.
Is this all water from, you said, the roof drains?
That's what we're figuring based on from the roof drains from the plumber I brought in. He felt that that was what was causing the problem. It was backing up underneath the slab and was causing that problem. And we did some major outside excavation and repiping of those drains to hopefully eliminate the problem. But there's not 100% guarantee that that's going to solve the problem completely, but we keep our fingers crossed that it's going to help tremendously. This here was the main crack down the main center of the building. This was the original area where they found the moisture originally, right in front of the circulation desk. The amount of cracks that was in the floor was pretty rough. This is a finished item of outside. This is where we had to salt cut and dig up the concrete pad where the dumpster sits. When they installed the gates for the dumpster enclosure, they took and they drilled a hole for the post right through the drainage pile underground. So the plumber went ahead and dug it up and bypassed the post. He did not dig up the post. What he did was he came in and he cut a trench around that post and put in a whole new piece of pipe.
That was different. Probably the picture's not being aligned.
What's going on?
I think yours.
The picture's good. Is that on the hard drive? Oh, there it is.
I apologize, it looks like some of my pictures have gone away. But on that, when they took and they bypassed around the original piping with just a wide fixture and hooked back into the drainage that went into the storm drain. On the southeast corner of the building, over next to the driveway by the front doors, there was a drainage pipe that had completely separated. And it apparently had separated during construction because it was completely full of just dirt and gravel and everything else. On the southwest corner out towards Glen Espy Withensville, on that corner out there, we had probably a 10-foot section of pipe that had been collapsed. And the plumber contributed that to the fact that when they brought the auger in to plant the shrubbery there, that they drove their auger all the way down through and collapsed the pipe. That it was in bad shape. If you want to see pictures, I'll make these available rather than on this thing. So we proceeded with all of that, all during the time frame of the 28th through the 10th of November. The project was completed on the 10th with library design and the flooring crew coming back in and making sure that everything was buttoned up, all the shelves were put back in. The branch was reopened on Monday the 14th on schedule. We had tremendous help from the staff, from the branch. They did a tremendous amount of work on the 28th with just coming in and helping tarp things because we used, I don't know, a bunch of money for buying plastic. Let's put it that way, to cover up all the bookshelves so that we would not have to do as much cleaning, that wouldn't ruin any books. I apologize for the pictures not coming through. It tells the story. Just by looking, you'll see what went on and what transpired throughout the whole operation. Any questions?
In your opinion, wasn't as a result of normal deterioration or utilization? It sounds like it was a number of errors on the part of many vendors performing various and sundry items. I don't know about the rooftop and the drain aspect of it, whether or not that was fully inspected or analyzed or whatnot, but, and if that was a contributory factor, not necessarily the sole factor, but the deterioration there and after and the 3-foot depth of the crack to the earth certainly was a contributing factor.
And I contribute that crack to when the two slabs were initially put together.
Right.
And I think that that was just poor workmanship on my part. That's just where I don't feel that they leveled the ground properly, that it caused a shift and allowed that to separate even prior to them being completed with the building. Because it looks like that they came back in after the fact and applied a filler in that crack after it already been, the slabs had both been poured together.
So it was a band-aid to a situation instead of correcting it from the beginning.
Yes.
That then brought about this.
Exactly, yes.
And it points out, be careful where you dig.
Yes, it does, yes.
Both from the post and from the plantings.
But it was very apparent they did not have anybody come in to mark where the drainage was or anything like that before they started digging.
Do we believe that this is going to correct it, or is it, we have done what we believe is going to correct it, but it's still subject to time and...
I think that we're to the point now where we have to wait and see, as you said.
Okay.
Yes, we'll have to wait and see if we corrected the problem with this or not. I can just say I'm praying that we did do, we got it with the fixing of the outside drains, because we had two different sources come in for the drains. The first one did not see all of the damage that was done. The second one came in and he did a more extensive
evaluation.
Even took our downspouts off of the building and scoped from there where our other guy went from the rooftop down. And that's where he found the three areas that were damaged.
So how did they repair the cracks? Did
they came out. They came in and ground everything down, took all the leveler off. Then they ground the cracks out, put a filler in the cracks, and then they came back in and put an epoxy coating over top of that.
Cement.
And then they came back in and they had to put the the leveler, there we go, the leveler back on top of that floor to level out the floor to the top. But it's got an epoxy coating across all of the cracks now.
Did they take any time to run any tests afterwards, like running water into those pipes again that they repaired to see if there was any moisture coming up?
We did not know. And that would be a long drawn out process because of where the pipes are on the outside of the building. It would take a lot of water running it back up for it to back up into those drains, because with the repairs, the drains go out to the storm sewers and most of the water would go towards the storm sewer rather than backing up into the building.
Is it our intent to have it reevaluated after the spring or a period of time in order to see, as Mr. Ramos said, that instead of having kind of like once something's constructed and then make sure the air's out of the pipes or whatever, that we have addressed the issue? And I understand what you're saying about the very fact that you have redone the drainage out to the storm sewer versus a backup. I mean, it would have to be a flood, so to speak, that would create a backup at this point in time.
Well, we can always go back in with the four tile that are down. They're easily peeled up, that we can go back in and peel them up where the cracks were and look and see if we have any moisture coming through at that point. And we can even look in other areas to see if there are new cracks that have appeared, which I'm not going to say there's not going to be, because the condition that we saw with what pictures you saw, there are quite a few of them.
I think we all anticipated that if you had what you did in the very beginning, that without tearing up the entire thing to do an evaluation overall, that we were probably going to see additional issues.
Yes, and that's where we found the one by the restrooms that we had to do the addition on. That it was, that's a pretty expansive area that we had to redo.
Good job. So do we know the total cost?
Right now, we're looking at about $82,500.
Is that with the analysis of both entities and also the repair itself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's everything included in the whole.
It's not bad, because I think originally you said about 50 or 60.
Yes.
And that's not bad.
Yeah. With the additions we had, because we had to have additional for the rest of the mitigation on the new project, and we had to have library design due, and then the second plumber with his demo and redo, everything like that. So it came out, I thought, really well. I was hoping we weren't going to go over the 100,000, and Myra would come down the hallway with a big stick and hit me.
Sounds like bringing in that second plumber was a really, really good decision.
Yes, it was. That was the that was a very good thing for him to come in and look. As a matter of fact, the other plumber will not be back, okay? Because of a couple other things that he's done for me. So, but I think that we're in a good place with it for right now. We can only wait and see and let time tell us what's going on.
Thank you for managing this project.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay, moving on. Okay, I need a motion for resolution 2022-34, acceptance of gifts to the library.
So moved.
Sika makes a motion. Ms. Lyon seconds. All in favor, signify by aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. We need a motion for resolution 2022-35, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. I need a roll call vote for this, but.
So moved.
Ms. Waits makes the motion.
Second.
Ms. Humphrey seconds.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Doss? Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Thank you.
Carries. Okay, motion for resolution 2022-36, transfer of cash, general fund of 27th pay and accrued leave. Want to speak to that just for a minute, Maura?
Yeah. About every couple of years, we add money to our 27th pay and accrued leave fund. This fund pays retirement and vacation payouts when someone leaves the library. It also pays for 27th pay when we have that. I don't have one of those in the next couple of years. I didn't take it all the way out to see what year it is. But we don't have one of those coming up. We're currently sitting at about 600,000. This 200 will put us a little over 800,000. Our current unfunded liability is 1,000,001.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Line seconds. So all motions signify by aye.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
I mean, is there an amount we're agreeing to transfer?
200,000. It's in the back.
Yes, sir, I thought we were voting on.
Oh, I thought you were trying
to. A little confused.
I'm sorry.
Clarify what we're voting on.
The resolution to transfer cash from the general fund to the 27th pay and accrued leave fund.
To $200,000.
It's stated. Online.
Okay.
And the one that was included in your packets?
Yes. I'm sorry.
I didn't see it.
I'm sorry. It's not in your packet?
It's in this packet.
I'm sure it's in my packet.
It was attached to the back of the bills.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine. Thanks.
Thank you.
It was attached to the back
okay.
of the
bills.
Okay.
The bill wrapper. The financial report.
So do we...
We have a motion.
We have a second. Okay. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mara, don't you need a roll call?
I know you're about ready to take a vote on the next second.
And?
I just, when our so I don't remember the name of the people that we're using to invest our funds. They broached a subject, and I think I broached it with you, Mara, a while back. I'd just like us to start thinking about, and Mara would have to tell us, how much money we really need to keep on hand in the general fund. It seems like to me, and I'm not a finance person, but in looking at the numbers over the past several months that I've been here, it seemed like that there was a lot of money that was being held in the general fund that we might be able to shift to the secure investment funds.
Actually, I would like to transfer an additional $5 million to Braintree. I was actually planning on doing that. Planning on doing it last week, but I have not done it yet. We've done a cash flow analysis, and I am comfortable with a 24-hour turnaround time of having $6 million on hand, which is about 6 months, probably a little excessive for 6 months. 6 months is about $5 million. So that within 24 hours, I can get my hands on $6 million without touching anything in the investment account. Typical governments are 3 months to 6 months.
I was going to ask for the accounting best practices on that. So.
For the most, a lot of people can't hit the six-month mark. We can. I would like to take the $5 million from Park National Bank. That would leave $3 million in Park and $3 million in Star Ohio, which has a 24-hour turnaround time.
Sounds good.
And shift that $5 million to Braintree?
Yes.
To allow them to invest according to their guidelines, the state guidelines as well as what they taught us?
Yes.
And our policy.
And what you will see in the budget documents that I give you next month, from my guesstimate, we would be looking at about $400,000 worth of interest for next year if we do that. And the additional interest that we had not counted on will go a long way to getting ready to fund our community, our outreach department, whether that's with a vehicle or with staff. Currently, there is nothing in the budget for 2023 for that community outreach department, but this is a really good way to get that started.
What return does that assume?
I'm sorry?
What you're saying, you expect a $400,000 return?
Next year.
And so you're assuming 6%?
No, I'm shooting low at 4.
Okay.
And the feds are gonna increase the, I would imagine, they will increase interest rates by another 0.5% in the first. In the beginning of December.
Well, it was my intention to raise the topic, and I didn't know that Mara had proceeded that far along, because it's been, what, 3 months ago that you and I were speaking.
Yes.
I just thought that the board, you know, instead of having all that money sitting there gaining 10% or whatever, that it might be beneficial for us, especially considering we're not sure what's going to be happening in the near future with regard to the whole economy.
Yeah.
Well,
until
you don't
we...
have your crystal ball?
I'm sorry?
You don't have your crystal ball?
I had it, but it broke.
And six months of reserve is a healthy position to be in.
And we have that after the transfer file?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm comfortable.
Do we need a motion?
I don't think you do.
Within your purview.
Probably wouldn't hurt to ratify the decision.
Can we do that? Can we do that next month when we are going to do anything else?
I plan on moving the money before next month.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
But you're authorized to ask.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So I don't think we need that.
Okay.
I think you have a consensus without a vote.
I think so too. Thank you.
Going from 0.19% to about 4%, it's not bad.
$5 million?
Yeah.
And that's a result of employing investment advisors as opposed to just putting the money in the bank and allowing them to give us a penny to 87 cents on
another
every $100,000. What's that?
Another good decision.
Yep.
Yes, it was. And but it didn't occur until effective until July, which in that first 3 month review showed the amount of money that we raised. They raise by the investments in that short period of time. You know.
Nothing's a guarantee.
What's that?
I said nothing's a guarantee.
No.
Right? I mean,
That's all safety stuff.
It's been a great help.
Our risk is very low.
Okay.
Very risk averse.
Do we have a motion for adjournment?
No, you have to vote on your resolution 36. I don't think that ever finished.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
Did you? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
So move.
Thanks, Ernie.
Sorry.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We are done.